be together. And I just started the recording in case anybody wants to listen to it later. We'll try to have that available. Again, welcome to each one that's here. And we're super happy to be with you again and excited about what God is doing. It's just wonderful what's happening. And I'm going to put in the chat a couple things as I talk about them. And so if you know how to find the chat there, or if you're in by phone, that's fine. So you'll have to work with it. And you have to press forward and see. He just may not know how to do it, but he can try clicking again on that link. All right. So a couple things that are happening in the near future are, number one, on May 28th, we are going to have a special man named Cliffman Shamradine coming to speak on bridges for ministry to South Asians. And Cliffman Shamradine is, I think I'm spelling his name right, he has been in charge of the Global Missions Center for South Asian Religions, which is basically Hinduism, along with Jainism and a couple other things there, Sikhism. And he is a friend of mine and just has had a beautiful ministry in Trinidad as well as globally. And so at the Katy Church on May 28th for the church service, and then at 2 o'clock to 4 p.m. there, he will be having a program. I will share a advertisement. We've just gotten permission to have it there, and we felt it was good to do it in the Katy Sugarland area, because in Sugarland, 1 out of 10 people is from India. Can you imagine? 1 out of 4 people is Asian in Sugarland, but 1 out of 10 people is from India, South Asia. And so we thought it should be somewhere over in that direction. So similar to what we've done in the past for ministry among Muslims, we'll have something for ministry among Hindus, South Asians, and we'll send that information to you so that you can be a part of it if you can, if you're able to come for the church service, or if you can just come down at 2, or if you can send somebody to come and join, that will be wonderful. And then also on May 29, there will be a distribution to refugees of some of the things that have been here brought to our place. Can you tell us a little more about that, Julie?
It'll be a great time to, Adriana has worked it out with the Conroe Church to have a big trailer, and if you have any of the apartment complexes that you think should also be a part of getting some of the, there's going to be a lot of baby clothes, baby, different things for babies, car seats. I don't know all what's in there, but there's a lot of nice things and clothing for all ages. And anything that you want to supply and get it to one of the churches or probably to Conroe would be the best, or with Leonard down in at Central, so that we can pass out the clothes and everything on the 29th. We will let you know the timing. It's going to be in the afternoon, but we're thinking of leaving here. Yeah, we're thinking here of leaving about.
Let's wait on same time, because we have some figuring to do then as well. But we are looking to you to help us know where you know specific people that are in need. And we want to make specific stops like that more so than just some big, big place, because that's often chaotic and less helpful than the close relationship that can be developed when something is brought and time is taken to pray for them and to be friendly.
But I think we probably have too much to do, too many
yes.
individual. We'll probably, how we've done it in the past is we'll have about 10 tables, and we'll just organize it by children, you know, boys, girls, ladies, men's, babies, and then have a big line and only let like 20 people in at a time into the area. And then when they get done, then another 20 or 30 or whatever. So we'll work with the logistics with the apartment complexes and see if staffing, if they can also help there at the apartments that we choose. So if you do have certain apartments that you think should be included in the giving of the clothes, please text Julie.
Okay, thank you. The third thing that's happening is in June, and that is June 1 through 4, every evening for 1 hour. There's going to be a One Heart for Refugees special emphasis Zoom meetings online. This is an ASAP Ministries sponsored event. There'll be it'll just be power packed with information about refugees, and it will be an excellent time that you can get others to listen in, learn about it, and gain a heart for ministry among refugees. So I will again share more information on this. It's beginning to be prepared and publicized, but I'm excited. It will also be a special prayer time for refugees led by Jem Castor, who is a top leader in the area of prayer. So I want you to pencil these things in your calendars, and we'll try and have them planned further in advance in the future. So some of this, I'm sure some of you have things already happening, but we'll do what we can there. So any other date announcements? Anybody else out there have something that you think the rest of us should know about that's happening somewhere in the next month or two? Be sure and unmute yourself if you have something to say. Most of you are muted.
Just to unmute.
Okay, we are coming to something special, an idea that Lynn Edmond, welcome Lynn, and I'll connect us towards the end if everybody hasn't connected towards the end. I wanna make sure people know each other, but Lynn, you have been sharing with me ideas about the community services departments of our different churches. I think every one of our churches has somebody in charge of community services. And you've been brainstorming and thinking about that. Can you please share with us some ideas that that are coming to your mind and how we might be able to help?
Sure. One of the things that we discussed briefly, Julie, I know you guys, we were sort of rushing, was to become more organized. As we saw so many people, you know, were signing up and getting involved, and we realized that there was a need to become more organized. And also, I believe one of the goals of the synergy was to get more churches involved. And so Julie and I were talking how we can do that. And we came up with the idea that the best way is probably to get the community services directors involved in this ministry. And so we believe in doing so, we will get more churches involved and more people involved. And it will be not so much a centralized group doing this ministry, but Houston doing the ministry.
Amen.
And as Julie was praying this morning, she prayed for the children of the refugees. And I thought that, you know, I never thought about this before, but this ministry is not something that's short term. It's not for a season. It's long term. And so the best way to sustain that is to go ahead and have the churches involved as much as possible. Also, in terms of resources, we know that there are many needs that we're seeing coming up with the families. And if one person from the church is coordinating with the workers out there, with the people that are actually doing the ministry, then those people can bring those needs to the community services director. And that person can work with their pastors, can work with their congregation to meet that need. And that person can also work with us as we work as the synergy, as the community services director and Pastor Scott and Julie and myself, as we work together, that person can bring those needs to us. So we thought it best to have the community services directors actually lead these small groups, and also they know the gifts that are in their churches.
True.
And so they will know, you know, who best can meet certain needs or actually perform certain ministries within their churches.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And so I think for the next few weeks, Julie, we talked about reaching out to the community services directors. So that is the next step, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. Anything else you have to add, Julie?
Yes, I talked with Leonard this morning, and he and Sylvia are making a list of all the Houston-wide community service directors across the city, and he's also giving me the top five or six. I know of about three or four, but he knows more that have already been involved in our refugee ministry. So I will be getting that from Leonard shortly. So yes, it's already in the process.
Great. And another advantage is that these churches can also be praying for this ministry.
Amen. Yes. Amen. It's so key to find somebody in the church who has a passion for it, has a heart for it. And if we have a pretty good assumption that a community service person already has a heart for serving, mm-hmm. it's an excellent entry point. You know, other churches may have a good entry point with someone else that has a heart for it already that we meet or know. But we also talked today, and I think it makes a lot of sense, as you know a need, each one of us needs to be looking and thinking, who might I involve in that need? So if you happen to have followed up on a family and you're at an apartment complex and you're 40 minutes from your church and you realize there's another church that's 5 minutes away, then visit there on a Sabbath. Find out who the community service leader is. Talk to them. Talk with the pastor. Talk to somebody and begin to find out who might be interested. And then invite them mm-hmm. to come with you to go meet a family. Once they meet them, sit down and eat with them or talk to them, see the need, then they're going to have that heart that wants to go and involve their church to find a resource from their church family. So it's just that seed again to remind you, each of us are busy. Each of us has some piece of this that we're doing now. But if we keep an eye open for someone else we can involve, like Jesus did with taking the 12 disciples when it would have been easier just to go by himself, it will be able to multiply the work.
This is Leonard. Can you hear me now?
Yes, Leonard.
Hi, Leonard.
Finally. Well,
and then we lost you there for a moment.
Born in 1938, okay. Is about as non-technical as anybody can.
you're with us and we're catching your words there.
Of churches this evening, there are total that I
your internet may not be so good, Brother Leonard, but
find that,
keep trying.
What's that?
Say it again, what you were saying.
Can you hear me okay now?
Not very clear. Try again.
Okay, if you need to, you can text or you can call Julie. For some reason, we're not hearing you well.
Okay. Well,
okay,
I've got the list of 30 churches.
Amen. 30 churches. Very good. And as you're thinking about it, if you can still hear me, let's remember the Spanish churches and the regional churches as mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. We want this ministry to be across every line and unified together. And so I know Emmanuel Church, Smyrna Church, some of those in downtown, they have an active community service, and we want to seek to involve them wherever we can.
Amen.
All right, we're still not hearing you very much, Leonard. We're going to we're going to move on. But again, if you have something more you'd like to add, either text Julie or give her a call, and we'll pass that on. So anything else, Lynn, you want to say to finish that up? I think that's an important seed we're planting in all of our minds. And some, whoever has a heart to do that more, can, we don't have to wait until we can take them somewhere with us. We can call them. But I think the most effective is whenever we take someone with us, they catch the vision and can move with it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I think one thing we had talked about was connecting the churches that are close to the apartments. So if you're close to an apartment, getting that church hooked up with the apartment, so that because of the proximity, they can be more effective.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Adriana is here with us, Adriana Puerto, who is our close neighbor and friend. And she and her husband, Carlos, are looking at being able to be involved more and more in the future. And one of the things that's on their heart is visiting Spanish-speaking churches and helping them to know what they can do. So they're, of course, fluent in Spanish. So some of the rest of us, when we are like, oh, the closest church is a Spanish-speaking church, but I'm not sure how to approach. Adriana, I'm sure you'd help us out there.
Yes, we're ready. So whenever, I love the idea of getting organized and getting out to the community service leaders, because I think that's going to be the most effective targeted way. So Spanish churches come on the list. I know that there's a lot of the Hispanic churches that are ready to help as well. So,
can you hear me now?
Yes.
Finally.
Okay.
Well, I think Sylvia, being part of this, she can communicate with the Spanish speaking churches. Yeah. So we'll between the two of us, we'll sort out the Spanish churches. And Sylvia can contact them, and then I'll contact the rest of them. You know, one of the things that I noticed in pulling my list up is that there's a Greek church downtown in Houston.
Oh, really?
Yes, the Berean Seventh-day Adventist Church. Mm-hmm. And I was never aware of it.
The Berean Seventh-day Adventist Church, you're saying it's Greek?
Yeah, that's what that. Well, I pulled it up to find out what the meaning of it was, and it says it's Greek.
Okay, I'm pretty sure it's an African American church, part of the regional conference. But
is it? But you would know better than I, Scott.
I'm guessing. It would be wonderful if we had a Greek speaking congregation, but I'm afraid not.
Okay. You know, one of the things. And one more thing here, one of the things that I was going to try to find, and Dr. Pagani came up with somebody. Julie, did you speak with him about a Farsi-speaking pastor here in Houston?
Is that the one that Pastor Shabazz and Scott and I think went out to dinner with him?
Okay, that could be.
Oh no, that's a Pakistani pastor. A Farsi speaking pastor.
As far as I know, speak with Dr. You've got Dr. Pagani's number, don't you?
Yes.
Find out from him, if you will, or if you want me to, I can, but he has the number and everything, and you could possibly, if you just pick up the phone and call him, he can tell you who it is. And by the way, speaking of Dr. Pagani, he taught Sabbath school class last week at West. I brought a lady that I had met at the hospital who was one of my nurses there, and I think I mentioned her name to you, Julie. It's Ingrid Williams.
Yes.
And I met her while I was in the hospital. I gave her some of our literature. I gave her Doug Batchelor's study guides. I gave her The Richest Caveman. I gave her some other things. And then on Sabbath, I gave her Great Controversy and Desire of Ages. But what happened? We were sitting in Sabbath school class, and Dr. Pagani was mentioned several times about refraining from the consumption of beef, chicken, pork, any kind of flesh foods, and the effects that it can have on a person. And lo and behold, right at the end of the class, he keels over, fainted, passed out. He passed out in the
oh my.
See. And I'll tell you, everybody absolutely went into panic mode, not panic mode, into prayer mode. And the pastor was, you know, Pastor Sergio was kneeling on the platform. People were kneeling all over in church and everybody praying for him. Wow. And as it turned out, what had happened, he took his medication in the morning on an empty stomach. And without eating breakfast or anything, and apparently it had an effect on him, and so, but he's fine now.
Okay, that's good. You know, that's
back to normal.
That's a good reminder. But, even if you're a vegetarian, you have other good health practices to follow as well.
Yes.
So, okay, so excuse me a moment. I want to take you all to the screen for a moment, if you can. If you are with me and you can look, or if you're not and you have the ability to look at reachtheworldnextdoor.com, I want to remind you of an important page that can help us to stay organized and to know who to involve. So just look there with me for a moment, or look later, write it down. And that's when you go to reachtheworldnextdoor.com, look under the top heading where it says Get Involved Now, and then click on Houston. So
I see it.
So the full thing is reachtheworldnextdoor.com/get-involved-now/Houston. But you don't want to remember all that. So this has the place that we can always update, and it has the time for the United Prayer for the World Next Door, which is every Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. It has the phone number and the access code. So if you're ever wondering. We were so happy to have more people join us this morning. That was such a blessing. And then it has people here who can be contacted, like Julie Thompson and Buki Abar for English tutoring, important items needed, places to drop it off, different things there, food pantry, family to family, apartment furnishings, pickup and delivery of large items, family fun day, after school tutoring, help with social services, job hunting support, financial contributions, and then essential training for this ministry. So you can read it yourself. You can look and see your name is likely there somewhere. You can check, make sure that's something you want to be contacted about. And there may be things that we need to add that aren't there that should have been up there. Like I'm not seeing medical right now.
Yeah.
So we want a place that we can send people when they want to help, but they're not sure how. And that doesn't mean all just because your name's there that you are doing it or know just everything about it, but you have said you'd be a contact person to try to help. We just can't carry it one or two people. We all want to carry it together and help each other. So I want to remind you this for sharing with other people and yourself looking and saying a little improvement here. Just send me an email or a text and I can update something here.
And check also if you're comfortable with your name being on there. I notified all of you to ask permission before we made this page on the website, but just in case, you know, read it and see if you're comfortable or if you have anything to add to that. And I'm noticing that Dr. Costello isn't on here, and his is pretty important. Medical, when you're new in a country and you don't know where the hospital is or where you're going to get your prescriptions, they're running out and they don't know a doctor. Dr. Costello is pretty important. So he needs to be on this list as well as the contact. If you're talking if you're meeting a refugee and they're talking to you about needing prescriptions filled or help until they get their medical cards or their insurance, Dr. Costello is willing to help as he can. So we put his contact up there as well.
Okay, we're moving right along. We want to be faithful to our 1 hour time, and we've got a few more things to cover. So the next part that I'm super excited about, and let me make sure my brother is here. Pastor Shabazz, are you there? I'm not seeing your picture. Are you close by?
Oh yeah, I'm here. I've been sitting here.
Okay. All right. So I want to introduce you to our new, very special friend, Pastor Shabazz Bakshnia. And he is, and his family just moved here a week ago tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
So his wife's name is Sarah, but his name is not Abraham, but he's living like that. And so I want you just to share with us very briefly, because we'll have a chance that we can also put your testimony. I'll copy and put the testimony in the chat where they can learn more of your story. But I want you to tell them why you've moved to Houston.
Well, first of all, hello, everyone. Am I on? Yeah, I'm on.
Yes.
We were not even planning to come to Houston. About 3.5 years ago, somewhere around there, Sarah and I, the thought came to our mind that, you know, where would be the best place to go work for Iranian Muslims and Afghans. And in our research, we felt that Texas would be a good place to go because, you know, we didn't want to go to the East Coast. East Coast was far away, but we didn't feel that we didn't have a strong urge to go there. The longer we played with this idea, the more we felt like Texas would be the place. And even though California has probably 20 times more Iranian and Afghans than Texas. But there is nothing going on there right now for those people groups in California. We would have had to spearhead this whole thing. So when we came down to Texas, we went to Waco, Texas, and I was there for about a week, kind of like testing the waters. I didn't know anybody there. We just went there, my son and I, and we stayed in a motel, and things were not developing, and nothing was happening. And I was thinking about, well, maybe we need to move to the East Coast. And just then my son told me, no, Dad, my oldest son said, no, you need to look the Woodlands area. Look at the Woodlands area. I said, well, what is over there? You know, and he said, well, there's a church in Conroe. I found a church. Contact the pastor. I did. And the pastor was very surprised to hear from me. He didn't know me. But he said that there's a pastor, Scott Griswold. I'd heard of the name through AFM, that he is here and he's doing a work for immigrants. So he connected us, and I found out that about the same time when we were thinking about moving to Texas is when Pastor Scott and his wife, Julie, have been praying that God would send an Iranian Adventist here to help them, or a Persian-speaking Adventist to help them with the work with the Afghan refugees. So that's it. I hope I didn't take too much time, Pastor Scott.
Oh, I know there's so much more to say, and I think we're all excited. I see here in the chat from Julie Thompson, praise God, we've been waiting. Amen. We have definitely been waiting for someone who can help us in our outreach to the Afghans. We love them. We've gotten to be close friends with many, and now more and more church members are getting involved. So I believe the Lord has brought you at the perfect timing, and had other things until now, and so we are excited, and as God leads you to a place to live and a place to minister, well, actually there's going to be, we all know there's many places to minister to, but one of the reasons I want you folks to know about him tonight, there's seven of us listening in here, I think, at least, and maybe more will listen to the recording. We have the privilege of presenting a proposal to ASAP Ministries that we work with, who are the umbrella organization for Reach the World Next Door. And we are going to be presenting this next week. And so we are wanting to find out how much monthly support we can find for this special family. because he could get a job using his Farsi language, and that may be God's will, but that will, you know, if it were right there with the refugees, that would be maybe okay, but I don't want him distracted at all. I want to be able to do inclusive ministry. And so we're looking for individuals who can commit to a certain amount per month, $25, $50, $100, $500, whatever. Just yesterday, someone committed $433 a month. And so I'm asking you to prayerfully consider it yourself, but especially to think of people you know in your churches, or maybe even your church, as the Robertson Spanish Church is trying to decide tonight if they can contribute a monthly amount, at least for a year. Please make this top priority to help us find, and just text Julie or I. We have a person who's willing to do $100 a month, and then we can know and we can see the thermometer rise as far as commitments. And that way we'll be able to tell ASAP, we've got good support already here in Houston where he's going to serve. And so please vote it so we can do it right through a good organization like ASAP Ministries. So anything else?
Pastor Scott, just want to make a small announcement. I had a friend of mine from Washington send me an email, and he said that he is going to contribute $100 a month for only 11 months because he's retiring in 11 months.
Wow.
And he won't be able to continue it after that.
What a gift. That's beautiful.
Amen.
Yeah. That's
wonderful.
I think in the chat, let's put Pastor Shabazz's phone number so that people can text him or talk with him directly.
Amen.
In the meantime, are we using his?
We're not worrying about giving right now for the next week or two. We've been asked to wait on having people give. ASAP had just talked with them today, and to wait until they can make a decision. That'll be made next on the 20th. So we're asking people to get word to us by the 15th, by this Sunday, so we can have a date to call people. Of course, if that's too soon for people, no pressure, they can decide later. But we want to have at least a number by the end of Sunday. So,
and I think that there is a brochure or something that could be discussed at your church. If you want to get that, how can they?
Yes.
If you want to announce it, if you have a little blurb or a little time at church, or if you want to put it in your bulletin at church, is there something that is written up or?
No, but we'll send it to we. Yes, we have stuff written up. We have things that we can send you. So, Pastor Shabazz, if you can help me to have that to send out, then that will be helpful, that people can pass on.
You mean the brochure that we made?
The brochure we made, and maybe a little announcement that somebody could get put in a bulletin if their pastor approved that.
Okay.
Well, please see that I get that, and I will handle, I'll make the announcement at West Houston Church.
That would be amazing. That would be wonderful. You. So,
okay. And I'm sure we can count on Julie for the Woodlands.
Okay. Well, I know there are several people at West I think will be willing to help. So
that would be wonderful. God. I think it's very helpful to people to hear the testimony that I've just posted in the chat here, and just simply to let them know this will be helping us. Our first goal is to see a church planted, ongoing care as we are providing, even if people don't want to be a Christian. But our goal is to see a church planted among the Farsi speaking, which includes the Afghan and the Persian. And then we hope also that after that, the Lord will open doors for other Muslims, whether from North Africa or from the Middle East, Arabs. The Lord is going to do many things to finish his work. So, all right, we need to move on. And that is I want to turn the time over to Julie, my wife, to ask you about any special things that have been happening on or things that we should be aware of to help each other improve. So we want to hear how God is working in the next 15 minutes that we have here, 10 minutes or so.
Okay, so yes, I think I'm going to just go down the list that we have on the page of the website. And if you have any report in your area, I have a report from Maria. She wasn't able to join, and neither was Muja. They had committee meetings, but they gave me their report. But why don't I just go down the list with tutoring? We'll start with tutoring. Bookie or Julie, do you have any announcements or anything that to move forward in the area of tutoring?
Sorry, I don't have anything to add at the moment, Julie.
Okay, and it looks like Bookie has, I don't know if
she's not on right now.
Okay.
So.
I just want to keep reminding us that probably the two most important things that we could be doing, especially for the newly arrived, the ones that have just been coming, the men even are having a hard time speaking. So if we can work on the tutoring side of it, and also that's such an important one, and then also vehicles, trying to get vehicles for them to be able to get jobs and get to work. Yes.
What's helpful with asking this question is that it raises us, you know, raises the awareness in our mind, because we may be busy at this time and not able to do certain things that we'd like to, but it helps all of us to say, oh yeah, people don't know how to speak English. And then when we're talking at church, when we're interacting with people, we can be remembering these different areas. So we just pray for it and ask the Lord to meet these needs in the way he wants to. Next.
Just the important items that are there on the page. I just want to remind you that there's a drop-off at our house if you're up in this area, but also Wednesday night after 6 p.m., Houston West Church has also offered to take donations.
Mondays and Wednesdays,
I'm sorry, yes. They have a section that is just for refugees. So if you're down in the Houston area and have things to drop off, do it on Monday and Wednesday after 6 o'clock at the Western Houston Church. And that's with Leonard Smith. Anything you want to say about that, Leonard? Okay. Food pantry. This is a exciting.
I don't know what the problem.
This is something that I want to share that just happened. Pretty, we've been working with this Indian Hindu lady for about 4 years, and she is the community service director for all the projects or any activities that happen at 30 apartment complexes in Houston. She called me yesterday and she said she's not at Westward Square anymore, but she has 100 apartment complexes across the city. And she said she has unlimited resources to give us. I don't know what that means, but it sounds good to me, doesn't it?
Amen.
And she said that she wants to work with us. She knows that we've been working across the city. She knows that we are Seventh-day Adventists and we have about 70 churches. And so she just wanted to call and say that her biggest desire right now is to work with kids' meals. She said that there are many of the apartment complexes that she's in charge of that she would like to be able to give kids' meals to. And she would like us to be able to serve 100 refugee families. So we're talking with the community service ones that are doing the food bank to see if she would. She said she could pick up the food at the churches and bring them to the apartments. So we're working with that. But I just wanted to just let you know that there is a lady who we are working with that she has She has resources unlimited, and she has influence across the community in these apartment complexes. So I believe that God is really gonna move it to another level with her as well.
Julie, I will see what, I'll speak with Sylvia about the kids' meals. And we have a lady at our church that prepares a lot of food and is a vegetarian. So we'll see if we can get her maybe to come up with an idea on kids' meals.
Okay, that would be great. Amen. I appreciate that. So, Lynn, do you have anything to add?
Not really. I'm excited about it, though.
Yeah.
It will be a great way to get into the families.
Yes. She would like to meet with us down in the city, and I'd like to take a few of us with me. And she said she just wants to meet us and to have a meeting together with our team. And also take us to some of the more needy apartments that she knows of.
Right.
So we will need to do that. I'd like to also do that before Adriana leaves, but I don't know if that's going to happen. She leaves the end of the month, and so do we. So we may have to wait on that if we can't do something in May with Pretty, but it would be nice to. Going on to apartment furnishings, I don't see Ferdine on here. So I'm not sure if there's anything. I know there is more furniture to be picked up at Kay Trott's house. If anybody, I think Bookie is already claiming that furniture. If anyone knows of any more furniture that is available that needs picked up. Okay, if you do have furniture that is large items, it's on the page, and that's Jose Najira. And his phone number is there. So he will do it. He will pick up large items and deliver them to addresses for us. At least a couple times a month, he said. Family fun day, after school tutoring. Social services. Robin and Maria couldn't be here tonight. So Robin didn't have a report as of yet, but she is still willing to do, help people with the social services side of helping people fill out forms and get their rights for meals and medical and things like that. And Maria is working on grants for people, the refugees who would like to go to college.
Amen.
So I will have more later, but I want to report from Maria. And she said that Lone Star will give $6,000 grants. And I think that's per quarter. She's going to look into that. But those who want to apply need to apply by the middle of June. So if you have any, I know there's a few that are interested in doing, going to college and furthering their education. She said the best way is to just take the refugee, the student who is interested, and take them to Lone Star. Let them see the student and talk with them directly instead of trying to do it over the phone. So if the application needs to be done by the middle of June. And she also said, let's pray for Maria, you guys, because she may have a fracture in her right shoulder. So I know that most of us know that she was injured, and she's going to be having an MRI done. But it looked like in the x-ray that there's an interior fracture in her shoulder. And she doesn't want to have surgery. And so she just wants us to pray for her. So at the end of our meeting, let's pray for Maria. And I think that's it from
from for that?
Let's just open it up for the last few moments here. Anyone have something you want to share? Something you're excited about or something that you're concerned about? Anything that would add wisdom to what we're doing? We're just by God's grace trying to do our best to keep pulling together and encourage each other and others out there.
I have two questions. On the furniture for K-Trot, would it make more sense that we pick it up with the trailer when we're going on the for May 29th, or is somebody already scheduled to go out to her house to pick that up?
I think Bookie is scheduled to go out there, but let okay. me talk with her and ask, do you think there will be room in the truck to pick up furniture as well?
Yeah, I mean, the trailer is really long. So, I mean, it's really big. So I do think it would fit. The furniture.
Okay, let me talk with Bookie and Kay again and see if she needs it sooner than the 29th. She can go and do it. Otherwise, we could. I'll talk with her about that, Adriana.
And then the second question for Pastor Shavas and that sponsorship there. Do you all know if the church can sponsor Pastor Shavas? Like, for example, like if the Conroe Church puts him as one of the offerings within the envelopes, is that how does it work, or it has to go directly to him? Like, how does that offering, so how does that work?
So what we can do at this time, because he will be, God willing, he will be voted as a employee of ASAP Ministries, okay. not with the conference, so we can't send it directly through the regular online giving or envelope to the conference, but I think it could be taken to the board. That's what that's what they're trying to do at the Robertson Spanish Church, where there's a vote to make a specific donation to that. And then the church should be able to receive something and pass it on. That's what they did to help support here, the bathrooms down in Rose Sharon. I believe that a local church can make that decision on who it wants to help and what it wants to do. If they did that, then the funds would then go to ASAP Ministries and come through a regular channel to Pastor Shabazz. So
okay.
Rather than people handing money directly to him, that keeps everything normalized, and it also helps keep it regular for the family. So again, to reemphasize that, now is the time when I would like to encourage you to look for people who are willing to make a commitment. If they say, oh, I'll give one time, that's fine too. But we want to be sending them to ASAP Ministries. He has his own nonprofit that he's had in the past, Advent Lighthouse, which you see there in the chat. But he wants to come under ASAP, and that's what we want to encourage. So that's why we're just looking for that. I also want to ask Dr. Castillo, is there anything you would like to share this evening?
Well, I've enjoyed hearing all of you bring us good news. It's been very interesting. And I did visit a family this past Sunday, and I spoke with them for a while. Benazir is the young lady who was helping me before. She'll be moving to Canada. Because I think her parents have a better access to Canada, where she will be there with them. Yeah. So I'm just connecting with one of her family members, and I have his phone number if they have any needs at that apartment complex. So they will be contacting me. So if anybody else has some requests as far as health, I can try to meet those needs. But I was very encouraged by all the young people I've been meeting so far. They are all very intelligent, and I think many of them would probably like to, you know, go to college. Like, that grant from Lone Star is amazing, so I think that's, they should take advantage of it.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So thank you so much. And it was really nice to have you join us for the training on Sabbath. That was very, very good to have you. I want to remind you all of something here because of what he has just mentioned. And that is, when you know somebody's leaving, or when you are led by the Holy Spirit, I want you to remember that you have things in their languages that you can be sharing. So here is my language, my life, and it's doing something funny right now. So I'm not sure why, maybe because the internet is slow here, but just go to my language, my life, and then scroll down when it lets you, scroll down to Farsi and Pashtun for our Afghan people. And you'll be able to see that we have some excellent stuff, especially in Farsi, there is a lot there. And so when this young lady is moving to Canada, you don't know how much you'll stay in contact with her. Be sure that you take her to this website and say, not only Farsi, but also here's a bunch of great things in English that will help you to learn and to grow. And so that's an important piece.
I also wanted to just ask you, Dr. Castillo, you mentioned a bunch of young people that you think would want to go to college. Is there any way that you can get a list of those interested, and maybe we could find a volunteer who would take all of a group on a certain day to Lone Star to see what the availability is of that grant? Because the applications have to be done by June, in the middle of June, no later than the middle of June.
Okay, yes, I will contact them and see how many young people of that college age they can get together, and I'll get back to you on that.
Okay, thank you. That's great.
And Julie, I have one young man too, and I will contact him and see what's going on with him and see if he will be interested in this.
Okay, and anyone else, let's think of our young people or any of them that you think that you've talked with that is interested in further education, so we can do it all at the same time, and they can maybe all get applied and get a degree. That would be amazing. Oh, good. Thank you.
Who's that good-looking guy next to you, Adriana?
Oh, sorry. I just finished with my church board meeting right now.
All right. Good to have you join us. So, okay, I think we're, unless there's any more thoughts, we're ready to close. Let's ask you if there's any more thoughts here. Want to thank you each for coming. It's a joy to be with you. I know there'll be others who will listen into this, and we thank each of you for what you are doing. We know that Jesus has reminded us that all the glory goes to him, and we hope to see the enemy fall like lightning to the ground as we move forward, but we want to keep our mind on the fact that the thing we have to praise for is that our names are written in the book of life. So let's just pause as we close and pray together.
And let's remember Maria.
Yes.
Any other prayer requests before we pray besides Maria? Marie? And Pastor Shabazz.
Julie, keep Teresa on the list, please, on the prayer list. My mother-in-law. Teresa.
Yes. Teresa. Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, we are rejoicing in you. We see the evidence of your hand greatly in the different ones that are getting involved. We are especially encouraged with you sending Pastor Shabazz and his family here. We ask for your protection around them, and we ask for your specific provision for them. Show your glory by raising up your church to support them and to move forward rapidly in this next week, and for favor with ASAP Ministries. We thank you for Marie and her dedication and help. And we pray that you lay your hand of healing on her and give wisdom to doctors and wisdom to her to know what's best to help her move forward. Thank you for Teresa, and pray that you also will bring healing to her and peace to her and to her family. And Lord, we know that there are thousands in this city, let alone around the world, that are hungry, thirsty, in need of help, spiritually in drought, and you have promised to pour out your spirit upon all flesh. And so, Lord, we ask that you would raise up your church, you would revive your church, that you would multiply our influence together for your glory. We thank you, Lord, and we honor you tonight. And we look forward to seeing the glory of Christ in this world, in both the loving care shown and in the powerful message of Christ and his righteousness alone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Bye.